Bing bong, Wild Tales Jeffrey here with an exciting opportunity for you to win some free Orphans merch. All you need to do is leave a review for the Orphans on any platform where you can find the show and mention how much you have loved the latest season. Then simply take a screenshot of that review and post it to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag OrphansReviews. You will be automatically entered to be selected as one of the three finalists to receive free Orphans merch. You have until October the 1st to post your reviews, so get going, dude.
We'd like to thank our patrons. Max Deegan, Colleen O'Hara, Mitchell Hargreaves, Rebel Ray, The Call of the Flame, and Tony for their support in making this series possible.
Well, hello once again to our faithful listeners. I am broadcasting live from Wild Outpost 1 with this week's edition of Wild Tales. That doesn't feel quite right, going at it alone. You may be wondering where my steadfast co-host, Baz Goodrich, is. Well, not to worry. He is here, but given the events last week, we have been batting down the hatches, and he is currently hard at work upgrading our defense systems. Say hello to the listeners, Baz.
Hello. Sorry, I'm far away.
Not to worry at all, Baz. We didn't want to leave you, our faithful listeners, without another wonderful tale, so I'm here to bring you the goods.
Bing bong. I'm also here, Charles. You can let me co-host.
No, get off the broadcast. I need all your processes working on the programming for these things.
Yeah, sir. Very well. I'm a little sad.
Sorry about that, everyone. Let's focus on today's tale. It's been submitted by Draco Alexander. It is called The Switch. This submission tells the tale of everyday collective life for natural-borns and the clones who work steadfast by their side. Enjoy!
Morning, Cordelia.
Good morning.
Ah, Bailey. Early as always, I see.
Yes, sir. Just doing my best for the company. Mr. Jackson.
Oh, please, please, just call me Jackson. Now, I'd like you to stick with me today. Get your feet wet in these negotiations.
Morning, Cordelia.
Good morning, Bailey. There's a message for you in the queue. Shall I send it to your workstation or personal data pad?
Already? Oh, no, I thought I was getting a head start on the day. Send it to my data pad, please. Damn it. This was sent in the middle of the night, and he probably expected me to respond to it immediately, too.
Who?
Jackson.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know how you could have replied before now, since it was sent to the company server.
Yeah, but you know how he is. As soon as an idea enters his head, he expects everyone to jump to. But still, thanks for making sure I got the message.
Of course. I hope it turns out well.
Oh. Thanks. Hope you have a nice day, too.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, that was insensitive. I've just never seen you not at your desk.
Clones still have to sleep, you know. My schedule just happens to bookend yours because I handle all the little tasks that aren't important enough to require a natural born's attention.
Oh, and we greatly appreciate your efforts in those areas.
Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning, sir.
Cordelia. Now, Bailey, I saw that briefing you prepared on the Aegis financial deal. Outstanding work. When you've got a moment, come to my office so that we can discuss it further.
Of course. I'll be there right away.
Excellent. And don't dally too long with the help.
I'd better get going. Would you mind if I had lunch out here today? Or would that be too distracting?
I wouldn't mind, I suppose.
All right. See you later, then.
Hi, everyone. James and Zach here, out of character.
Hello.
To talk to you about BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
We all struggle with mental health, and we've all needed help from time to time.
Yeah.
Zach, why don't you talk a little bit about what you've been dealing with?
Yeah, so mental health has always been a real priority for me. When you're working as a creator online, there's a huge amount of stress that you put on yourself, and it's really easy to burn out and see yourself feeling demotivated, stressed, anxious, depressed about how you're doing. And it's so important to me to keep on top of that and make sure that I am dealing with that and keeping myself feeling mentally healthy. James, I know you deal with a lot of that as well.
Yeah, for a very long time I dealt with a lot of existential anxiety, just where I was going, what I was doing, ways that everything could fall apart. And that really stopped me from seeing my life clearly, from seeing what made me happy, and from doing a lot of the things that I probably should have been doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we were really excited to bring today's sponsor to you, which is BetterHelp. They help their users connect to safe and private online environments where they can get access to professional counselors.
Yeah, and it's really important to get help quickly. And so that's why BetterHelp are good at communicating in under 24 hours, and you can send a message to any of their counselors at any time of the day. You can feel perfectly comfortable talking to these people about anything you need, because everything you share is completely confidential with them.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that while this is not a crisis line, they do have specialists on hand who deal with everything from depression to anxiety, relationship issues, LGBTQ issues, self-esteem problems. They cover a huge gamut of issues and problems that you might be facing and need just a little bit of help with. And thankfully, BetterHelp is giving our listeners 10% off their services if you go to betterhelp.com/orphans. So that's BetterHelp.com/ORPHANS to get 10% off.
We all need help sometime, and it's important to talk about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.
Stay safe and stay well.
And then Jackson leapt up and stormed off. Oh, you should have seen his face.
Oh, it must have been so red.
Sorry, Jackson. Sir, I'll get back to my desk.
See that you do.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Later. Where's Cordelia?
I am Cordelia.
No, I mean Cordelia Foster, the one whose seat you're sitting in.
Ah, my predecessor. She's been reassigned. My call sign is Barker.
Reassigned? For what?
I believe the transfer of our list of the primary causes abnormally close interpersonal behaviour. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope. No, thank you very much.
Good morning, Bailey. I see you've met our new Cordelia.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Why exactly did we need a new one?
Well, our old Cordelia's efficiency had dropped a bit lately. She was getting distracted too easily, as I'm sure you noticed. So, here we are. Is there something the matter, Bailey?
No, sir. No, I think I forgot something at home. I'll be an hour at most. She was only a clone. She was only a clone. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
says a lot, doesn't it?
It really does.
Baz! You're back!
I could only stay away for so long. I missed you, and I missed all of you out there.
Well, I'm sure everyone else missed you, too. I know I certainly did.
I was here the whole time, guys.
Jeffrey, we are live. Stop it!
All right.
And what an interesting tale to come back in on.
Yes. It really makes you think about the day-to-day grind that drills down not only on clones, but natural borns as well.
Yes. The ever-crushing boot of society. Oh, that's dark.
It is, but important to discuss. Dear listeners, we're sadly under the heel of a rather large boot, and we are so thankful for your support in this time.
Yes, indeed. Until next week, listeners, this is Wild Outpost 1, signing off.
Thank you for listening to Wild Tales. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for more Orphans content. And you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links to transcripts, merch, and our Discord. The Switch was written by Draco Alexander and directed by James Barbarossa. Cordelia was Beth Eyre. Jackson was David Ault. And Bailey was David Pellow. Wild Tales was performed by Alex Bird as Baz Goodrich, Felix Trench as Charles Pritchett, and James Barbarossa as Jeffrey, with original music by James Barbarossa.
The Fable and Folly Network.
Oh yes, it's Mars's best brisket. You ain't gonna wanna miss it. Best damn brisket the Martians ever saw. Oh yes, it's Mars's best brisket. It goes well with the biscuit. Makes all the little Martians go yee-haw.
The good folks over at Mars's Best Brisket believe one thing and one thing only. You can't spell barbecue without community. Right now, we're trying to raise $1,000 for the Love and Spoonfuls, a food rescue here in Boston, Massachusetts. But we need your help. Head over to marsisbestbrisket.com to learn more about the amazing work that they do and to make your contribution to our campaign today. Help us reach our goal and feed our neighbors. And remember, eating salad with barbecue is an absolute crime.
Makes all the little Martians go yee-haw.